So for today, we're gonna talk about finding joy in the storm. And I learned that when my daughter was critically ill, and she was the one I wrote about in my book Divine Intervention. When my daughter was very, very ill and she was in the hospital for 8 months, I was blessed to have had the insight at that time to say, I would like to find out what this is about. Why did God allow this to happen? Mm-hmm. And so I knew at that time I had a lot of things I need to change about myself. I had become very proud and I started making mistakes in my life, and I was on a downward spiral. And thank God for this unfortunate illness of my daughter. God was able to draw me out of that downward spiral. I knew at that time there was nothing else that would have drawn me out. My youngest daughter was obviously very close to my heart, and it would take hurting her to pull me out. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got the understanding of how Jesus died for our sins. Mm-hmm. Jesus had to suffer to save us from our sins. In the same way, my daughter had to suffer tremendously and near death to save me from my sins. And so I was lucky to say that I told myself I will suffer with a purpose, and it helped me through the difficult times, and I made it through that storm because I suffered with a purpose, because I knew I was suffering because God was trying to help me correct my faults, lead me in the right direction, and help me change those bad habits that I could not change on my own. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you guys have your own experiences. So if you, any of you want to start.
Terrence, something just drew me to this mission and to this purpose, specifically with you. And, it was just so inspiring to read your story and understand, what you went through and how you overcame that and how much closer you got to God. And, over the years, being young in my 20s and married and a new career and, just getting busy with life, I'm not proud to say that, we just kind of distance ourselves from God in so many ways. And, it's something that I'm shameful of, and I wish that wouldn't have happened. But there's been some experiences along the way that have kind of redirected me. Mm-hmm. And put me back on track to give me that fire again to trust in Him and to seek out a relationship with Him. And that's what really drew me to be part of this mission.
Mm-hmm. There's more to that, but we're going to dig.
There's probably a lot to dig about.
Well, we're going to dig. So, Johnny, So what brings you here? I know you, we talk frequently, mm-hmm. on and mm-hmm. off, mm-hmm. vaguely, about yeah. different things.
Yeah.
You're always cheerful and happy, mm-hmm. and carefree, but
yeah.
beneath that facade lies deeper yeah.
Struggles and, yeah, struggles, challenges, and we've talked about these things. I've shared things with you in confidence, just in terms of issues that I encounter on a daily basis. And this is really a novel way to minister to people that is a bit outside of the realm of ministry that I'm accustomed to, in terms of, being in the choir or participating in church programs, outreach. I like this because this has the ability to scale much larger, perhaps, than any other form of ministry that I've been part of. And, I've benefited from your insight, regarding a number of things. And, perhaps kind of talking about some experiences that I have gone through in life, within the, midst of, everyone can maybe give me different perspectives on things perhaps that I had not considered. And I think this is a great bunch to you know, go there with. So that's my reason.
So Lori.
Yes, sir.
You're the most seasoned in this group. So you probably have the most experience in this group, and so, you know, I know you're very deep, and you've been through a lot in life.
Yeah, I have. I'm sitting here trying to think about what to start, and for God to give me something, because you had said that we needed to have looked back and been glad to have gone through something, and mm-hmm. I don't think I'm quite there yet on some things, but I know that just the topic on finding joy in the storm and through everything I've been through now, my philosophy is you hang on to that joy, that mm-hmm. joy of your salvation, of his yeah. salvation. Mm-hmm. You don't let it go, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, stay in the word, pray. When I start losing it at work, my friends now know, my coworkers know, you know, just make me laugh. Just because that will break the cycle of whatever's trying to overcome me at that moment that will cause massive tear flows. But that's my thing, is just to hang on to it. Don't let it go. Don't give it up. And hopefully one day I will be able to look back and say, oh, okay. I don't know if I'm there quite yet, Dr. Antuoco. I'm trying.
Okay. So Kaylee, yeah. You're very young. You're the youngest in this bunch.
I am.
So yeah, you probably, I mean, being young doesn't mean you haven't gone through stuff in life, you know? Mm-mm. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
All right. So I think for me, the biggest thing here was my first big tragedy in my life that happened in my eyes of a tragedy was I was 8 when my parents got a divorce. And that really cycled a lot of my life. And it made me who I am today. And I have had, by the grace of God, the opportunity to talk to people just that I went to church with or grew up with, if their parents ever went through that or if they were having similar struggles, to kind of just be that person to lean on. Like, hey, if you need to talk to me, like, I've been there. I can, you know, talk or just not necessarily talk you through it, but just, you know, be there for them, be a listening ear. And same thing with other things in my life. I've been able to, when my mom went to rehab and just various other things, I've made friends along the way that we've really been able to connect through that. And I think that I know that God has used those stories in my life to be able to make connections with other people and to encourage them and give them hope. So the more I can do that, if I can put that on a bigger level or just reach one more other person, I think that it's God's purpose for that.